And props is always going out to Heini Mnuchin and his all-star band. And as always, in studio with us, our Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude. And it's brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, distributing. And this week on the Brenham Sports Line, plenty to talk about. I will even take a few phone calls a little later on tonight, what you think about the baseball playoffs and what else is going on in the big wide world of sports. But right now, our attention is on the world of golf. And I'll tell you what, golf world is buzzing after, of course, the excitement of the Ryder Cup this past weekend. Everybody excited, and what better time to hold a benefit golf event than the very week after the Ryder Cup. And with me is my good friend from Mission Brenham, Reverend Mike Haywood. How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm good. It is a good pleasure to be here. And you're right. Golf is, man, at its peak right now with the Ryder Cup. And then last week to see the FedEx Cup being won in a playoff by Rory, I'm telling you, man, golf is hot right now.
Yes, it is. And I tell you, in fact, Ryder Cup was so exciting, I actually missed some college and pro football this past weekend to watch the Ryder Cup. So it must be hot. If I'm missing football to watch golf, it must be exciting now.
It's an exciting time for golf right now, and I just love the game. You know, a story is told of a guy who was a golfer, and him and his friend were out playing one day, and a funeral procession had gone by, and the guy took off his hat and paused for a minute, and but he looked at him and said, "Man, I didn't know you were a religious man." He said, "Man, I was married to her for 40 years." So that's kind of how I feel about golf. Not to that extreme, but.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. And, of course, we're here to talk about
our golf tournament. Brenham, Kyle Ogle, again, one of my dear friends who loved Mission Brenham. We decided to hold this golf tournament in his honor. So it's the Troy Glasgow annual golf tournament, and this will be our third year doing this, and this time we won't have the celebrities here, but we still will have a good outing and fun times, and it's all for the benefit of Mission Brenham and our after school program, and of course JAM. So
right, and now this tournament got its origins in the middle of the summer. Y'all moved back a little bit, I guess, to take advantage of the little more accommodating weather conditions.
Yes, sir. That first year was kind of bad, and so then the celebrities who are prima donnas, and remember we had Bobby Joe Reed on the show,
absolutely,
and the rest of them, but. Got a little warm out there, so we decided to move it back. And what weather we're having. This is some great golf weather. I'll tell you what, if I wasn't here right now, I'd probably be out hitting some balls right now.
It is. It is perfect weather, and it's supposed to be just as nice this weekend. The temperatures are supposed to be, you know, in the upper 70s, lower 80s by the weekend. Perfect golf weather.
Perfect golf weather. Perfect time for you to come out and spend 4 hours with your closest buddies and see if you can win a golf tournament. And it's all for charity, and it's all for the opportunity of, well, there's so many benefits for this. First of all, we've gone to 4 days a week in our program. We've partnered with Washington County Rotary Club, and we've got Chromebooks now to help the kids actually sign in and log into their Brenham ISD accounts and continue their homework. We've got a partnership with St. Peter's Episcopal Church, and that added art and music to the whole scheme, and so we're really trying to do something special. So that's what it's all about, is really helping the community and the kids in our community to be better. And we're looking to have fun as well.
And I know that, of course, one of the big projects, one of the key projects, the JAM Academy. And if anyone doesn't know what it's about, just log on to your website. And I've looked at about 500 pictures, and in every one of those pictures was at least 10, 20 kids all smiling. I mean, it was a remarkable thing that every kid was smiling and having a good time all summer as part of that the JAM Academy.
Well, that's our goal. Is, you know, we're here to build the next generation of leaders, and we do that and by means of education, fun, and the gospel. And so we really want them to feel real good about it themselves. We really promote a good, high, proper self-image of kids, and that just makes them feel good and makes them want and have a desire to learn and grow. And so that's what we're all about.
All right, and you mentioned you brought a special guest with you this evening.
Yes, I brought along with me Kyle Ogle, who is the son-in-law of Troy, and he can speak to more about why this, what this means to their family and the legacy that we're trying to just hold on to. He's a great man. So,
all right, well, Kyle, first of all, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you here, and indeed, talk about what this event means.
Well, I think, just to begin with Troy, golf was something that Troy loved, played it in high school, definitely loved taking me and the other two son-in-laws out whenever he could and just beating us up and down the course. He always got a kick out of that and always told us what we were doing wrong on the course. And so it was just a blast to spend time as family. He actually, something he worked on out at his house, he had about nine just pasture golf holes out at his house, and we would spend just the afternoons, late evenings, just out there hitting golf balls. And so golf was something he loved. And another thing he loved was, man, Mission Brenham. He had been supporting Mission Brenham for years and years. And so putting the two and two together was just a great opportunity to see not only people come together for a round of golf, but to ultimately see people come together to support just such an amazing program, a program that really pours into just the kids in this community. And I think that he loved just that aspect of raising up the next generation of biblical leaders, whether they go out become productive citizens outside of Brenham or whether they stay in Brenham and continue to and use their talents and gifts and the things that they've learned from the JAM program and MBLA and things like that to, man, not only further themselves, but just to further just be great citizens in the city. So he was all for it. And it's a blast to, and an honor for our family to have his name on this tournament.
All right, and talk about if people want to play, what are some of the particulars of the tournament?
Well, we have sponsorships available, and of course we have a whole sponsors. We still have some time to get that in, but it's going to be a fun event. We'll have a 1 o'clock tee time. We'll scramble foursome, and we have some great prizes, and we have some great games out there. We got two drives. We have a Bubba drive and a Tiger drive, so that'll put you about 200 yards out on some big par five. So you'll be laying one, trying to get in there. We have, of course, La Roche is helping us to as our car sponsor for our hole in one, and we have some other hole in one games. And so, prize for the longest drive, prize for closest to the pin. And just, you know, just a lot of fun.
All right. And I know I got to take part in a couple of the celebrity events. In fact, the 1 year got to play in the same foursome with Troy and another young man from Belleville and Lemuel Stinson.
We had Stinson.
A blast.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And fun to see you out there. And I'm, you know, I'm just praying that one day we'll get you back out there to do some putting for us or something. But, yeah, it was great to see you guys. And I still have that picture, and it's near and dear to my heart, you know, the four of you together with your parrot
head. Yes. my club, my driver cover, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it was a lot of fun with the celebrities. But as you said, now the format is a community event.
We just felt that a lot of people in this community enjoyed playing with their friends more than they did the celebrities. And with the celebrities, you just never know if you're going to get a 12 handicap or a 2 handicap. And so we wanted to make it fair again. We probably will invite them out some other time. We'll make it maybe a semi-annual event, if so. But for this time, we're just going to go with a four-man scramble and go from there. By the way, a lot of talk about taxes these days. This is, of course, Bishop Brenham is a 501c3. It's a tax-deductible organization. So here's an opportunity for you to get your money going where you want it to instead of where the government wants it to. So another little perk for you.
All right. So it is tax deductible. All right. All right. And then also talk a little bit more about Mission Brenham. You've talked a bit about some of the work, but kind of go a little bit more in depth as to what you offer the community.
Well, again, we offer that opportunity. My vision when I came here was to build leaders. If there was ever a void in our country today, in our nation today, it's the void of leadership. And so we really instill those 8 essential qualities of leadership. You know, I just got finished teaching the kids about integrity. And to see them light up and get it, I mean, really get it and begin to understand that they were created in the image and likeness of God and that they matter, and they matter. And so I've seen some of the worst case scenarios where people have literally written some kids off because of behavior. And we've set them down and we've talked to them and seen the transformation happen in their lives where people, they just don't believe it's the same kid. And so in our after school program, again, it's a program. It's not a babysit. We don't babysit. We actually take them through a curriculum. We actually take them through what leadership is all about. We've got about 84 kids in our after-school program. And, again, it's about education, fun, and then the gospel, because we believe that those three things are essential for creating the next generation of leaders. And so to see that happening, and then it becomes practical as we're seeing some of the kids who are in our after-school program now emerge as leaders and becoming counselors in our JAM program and coming back and doing that. That's what it's all about. And having our kids now looking forward to becoming either pro-Js, which are junior counselors, or then missionary counselors. That's what they're living for now. And so we're grateful for that. We also have a junior high and high school program. Again, with the focus on leadership. And those are usually the kids that go on in the summer to become our junior counselors. And they do an excellent job in leading. So we love what we're doing. We're seeing the fruit of the labor. I believe that over the next 10, 15 years, you're going to see these indigenous leaders emerge here. And they're going to either, like Kyle said, they're going to either be great leaders in this community or wherever they go. And so we're excited about what we're doing and the results of what we're getting. So.
All right. And, Kyle, you talked about the importance of Mission Brenham in your father-in-law's life. And I guess if you could expand a little bit more on his spirituality, because everybody that knew Troy knew that he was a very spiritual person.
Definitely. I guess when I got here, just hearing about Troy and becoming a part of the family and just seeing the way that he not only lived his life of faith in the community, but also just the first place I got to see it was in the home. And one of the greatest things that I would miss about Troy were all the times that we would sit on the back porch together and talk about the Lord. And talk about, what the church was to be here in Brenham, Texas, and so he taught me so much, as a leader, as a father, as a husband, as a leader in this community, that so many would go to him and ask him for advice, ask him to pray with them, that he, was constantly just in the mix of things because people. They didn't respect him just as a man and a businessman, but ultimately they respected him because he was a godly man. I know for me that's those are the things that I look back on even in my own life, and I'm like, man, when I think about being a father, when I think about being a husband or being, even a pastor here in town, I looked to Troy, you know, still, and just say, man, what was his character like? Because oftentimes his character mirrored what I see in the scriptures. And so, I think that whenever you look at, Mission Brenham and the characteristics that they are pursuing and trying to instill in kids in this next generation is much of what you saw in my father-in-law.
All right, and we'll get back to the golf tournament in just a minute. I'm going to touch on one or two real quick things, Reverend. Now, the baseball playoffs are about to get underway. Now, you're a Bay guy. San Francisco Giants. Every other year they win the World Series, which means this is the year they're supposed to win the World Series. However, if they play in the National League Championship against the Washington Nationals, who are you going to be rooting for? Well, because as some people out there know, many don't know, one of your very good friends, longtime good friends, is managing the Washington Nationals, one Dusty Baker.
Well, I am a huge Bay Area fan. And I think the perfect scenario is when Dusty was managing the Giants. That was a perfect scenario. But like you said, Ed, Dusty and I go way back. I was a young kid, product of the Oakland Housing Authority, and it was Dusty Baker that actually, I say that he helped save my life, and because it was a point, a low teenager, angry in the streets of Oakland, that Dusty kind of took me under his wings and you know, kicked me in my butt and said, hey, this is the way that you need to go. You need to get it right. And not only did he do that with me, Ed, but I think he had one kid that he mentored in almost every major league town that he played in. And by God's grace, I was that kid in the San Francisco Bay Area. And never forget the lessons that we've learned and lessons that he taught. And watching him as a leader. I recall one time we were playing the Astros here. And that was a time where Barry and Barry Bonds, and he had a close rein on Barry, and Bobby Bonds was here at that time too, and we were headed out to Enos Cabell's dealership, and never forget they had a van full of Giants, and we were following them, and he was like a mother hen watching over her chicks. That's how much he loves, and that's why Dusty is such a player's manager, is because he understands, he takes the time. And I think if that's one thing that I've learned from Dusty is to never look at a book and judge it by its cover, but always take the time to learn and learn what that person is about before you judge it. And so I'd have to say that, yes, I'm not a big Nationals fan, but I'm a huge Dusty Baker fan, so I'll always be cheering for family. And there you have it.
All right. And, of course, the National League wild card begins on Wednesday when the Giants play the Mets. And I think one thing that we can have in common is we're both going to be cheering against the Mets on Monday,
we'll be
on Wednesday.
Against the Mets, yes, sir.
That's it. Now, Kyle, you're a Rangers fan, so you got to be excited.
Rangers all the way, let's go.
Home field advantage throughout,
right.
Huh?
That's right. It's been up and down, but we keep winning one run games, and I'm okay with that.
All right, and the Rangers are awaiting either the Blue Jays or the Orioles. And they're playing tomorrow night in Toronto, and so obviously you got to be excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be in hindsight you'd want the Orioles, but I think it could be interesting if we had to play the Blue Jays again after what happened with Odor and Bautista the last time they played. But excited to see what happens, and just hoping that we can. Get that last out in the World Series this time.
And I know one person is going to be just really pulling for the Orioles, and that's my good friend Marshall Harrell. He is a huge Orioles fan and will probably be in Arlington for the games if the Orioles make it. So now, of course, myself, bleed Red Sox. Red Sox red, baby. If I had a vote, I'd vote for David Ortiz for president if I could write him in. But But so
isn't that guy amazing? I mean,
he's unbelievable.
He's going to retire?
That's just it. He's retiring.
He's
and he hit.
Ball.
He hit 38 home runs and drove in 120 some runs this year, and he's retiring.
He's retiring.
Go out on top, they say.
I'd
I guess.
Sign him. I'd sign him again. I tell you, Big Poppy.
Big Poppy is something else, but. So it's going to be fun. We got everything. We got four teams kind of covered here. So it's going to be interesting throughout the playoffs. And I know one thing that I think we can all agree on is that it's exciting that the Yankees are not in the playoffs this year. Finally, the New York Yankees are not
Amen.
In the playoffs.
Amen.
There you go. That's something we can all agree with. All right. Now back to the and one other thing. As some people know, some people may not know. Also, Reverend, you're the team chaplain for the Blinn Buccaneer football team.
Go Bucks!
How about these last couple of Saturday nights?
How about these Bucks and the players that we got 2 weeks ago? Ernest Patterson was the national player of the week. Man, that kid is amazing. Just to see him, well, most of the time I think that's it. He's so small you don't see him until he's about 20 yards ahead of you. But just absolute great speed. Coach Ryan Mahon, what a guy, what great character, what he's brought. He didn't even know that he was going to get this job, but he's doing great. And the irony of last Saturday's game was he came from Tyler.
10 years.
10 years in Tyler, and to come here and to go up to Tyler and beat them, the number three team in the nation, to beat them on their own field was an amazing feat. By the way, DeAnthony Hopkins.
Yes, sir.
If D-Hop does not get the National Player of the Week, that would be atrocious. Ed, four touchdowns. 369 yards.
My goodness.
And the guy is big. I don't know how somebody that big can move that fast. But I'm excited about Blinn football and all that it stands for. These kids are some amazing kids. Prayers go up for our quarterback, broken collarbone, and just praying for his quick recovery. But we've got some other kids that are just stepping up and playing well, and so we're excited about it.
Absolutely, and this is homecoming week, and the homecoming game is this Saturday at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Arkansas
Baptist, and then our last game is going to be, it'll probably be where it all boils down. We'll be up at Northeast Oklahoma, and NEO is playing some pretty good ball up there. So I believe that we're playoff bound for the first time since I've been here. I've been with the team for about 5 years now.
And it's been a while since we've been to the postseason, so that's going to be exciting.
It'll be exciting.
Beating ranked teams back-to-back Saturday nights, and yes, hopefully we can keep that momentum going.
Well, looking forward to it, and cheering those Bucks on.
All right, and now one more time for the folks that want to take part in the Troy Glasgow Golf Tournament. How do they get involved?
Well, just call us at Mission Brenham. You can go online and visit our website at www.missionbrenhamtx.org. Call our office at 979-337-9469, and we'll take your information. We just want to get you there. We need about six more teams to really make this worthwhile. And so if there are six guys out there that can grab a hold of four buddies and come and get on this, we'd certainly appreciate it. That would help us to reach our goal so that we can keep this thing going and honor Troy, honor the family, and just have a great time.
All right, and if folks wish, they can also link through our web page, kwhi.com. We have it posted on our sports page, and also just listen for the commercials that are running right here on KWHI, and the information is there as well. So we urge everybody, all the golfers out there, to take part in this because it is a great program, and I urge everybody to log on to the website, the Mission Brenham website, and just look at the faces of those youngsters that are involved, because your picture page is huge. I mean, it's gigantic. There are hundreds and hundreds of pictures, and everybody's smiling in every one of them.
Well, they're having fun. Again, it's about education, fun, and sharing the love of Jesus. And we're just enjoying what we're doing, and we're making a difference.
All right. And, again, we urge everybody to get in touch. Get on out there Saturday and play a little golf. But just if you're a Rory fan, tone it down just a little bit. But no, we encourage all. I love it when people pump their fist and get emotional at golf. Sometimes it's just too stodgy a game. Every once in a while, you got to pump the fist and you got to yell.
Just yell just a little bit.
That's it. That's it. All right. And so, Kyle, thank you for being with us tonight. And Reverend, as always,
thank
a pleasure, my good friend.
My good friend. Love you, and thanks for everything that you do for us, Ed.
All right. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. This is the Burnham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, and we will be back to talk Burton Lady Panther Volleyball right after this.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 4th, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham broadcasting from different parties. Want us to drop by your party? Call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Back the Blue, so be sure to invite the city police or county sheriff department to your neighborhood party. Reports from the block parties are sponsored by Zion Lutheran Church, the City of Somerville, and K&M Grocery. Take a bite out of crime during National Night Out with KWHI.
I'm Ed Potha with the KWHI Local News Update. Three Brenham men in custody, two on warrants for aggravated robbery after their arrests Friday. 19-year-old Damian Rios, 24-year-old Nicholas Estrada pulled over on a traffic stop. Rios wanted on a warrant for aggravated robbery. Gun and narcotics were discovered in the car. Meanwhile, a short time later, 26-year-old Keetron O'Brien Bimage was arrested on an outstanding warrant for aggravated robbery. Both Rios and Bimage wanted for a September 27th robbery, the 2000 block of FM 389. Officials with the Brenham School District say that they've been made aware of an internet and social media hoax circulating nationally regarding threats of violence occurring in and around public schools. School officials are assuring the public that they are working with law enforcement agencies to ensure the safety of all Brenham ISD students and staff. A press release issued Monday afternoon says that while there's no evidence any of these reports are credible, they do take all threats very seriously. Safety of the staff and students is their top priority, and they will continue to monitor the matter. The community will be able to admire cars and motorcycles of all kind this Saturday at the Car Show in the Country in Independence. The first year of the event to benefit the Independence Community Events Organization. All cars and motorcycles welcome to take part in the show. Gates open at 9 a.m. Awards will be given out at 11. The Car Show in the Country at 9325 FM 390 West in Independence, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information or to register, call 836-4211. The forecast calling for clear skies overnight, a low of 65, Partly cloudy Tuesday with a high of 91. Med Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
It's fair time in Austin County. Before you go to the fair, stop by Buck Ferguson Originals. They have tons of new fall clothing that will make you stand out in the crowd. Plus a huge boot and shoe selection from Old Gringo, Liberty Jack, Corral, Bed Stew, and Free People. Browse through their jean room for the best selection of jeans in Belleville. And don't forget to dress your little buckaroos. Great new styles have arrived in their baby room for little cowboys and cowgirls from newborn to 4T. Check out the awesome new baby fishing shirts for boys and girls. Very cute when paired with little blue jeans and boots for the fair. Buck Ferguson Originals can personalize it with their embroidery machine. Plus, if you get caught at the fair by one of the BFO girls wearing your BFO goodies, you'll get a coupon and a koozie from Buck Ferguson Originals. Also see the new arrivals in the home decor section, like little Billy Goat mineral paint and antiquing glaze from Park Hill, and new sofas, chairs, ottomans, pillows, and bedding. Find it all at Buck Ferguson Originals on Holland Street in downtown Belleville. Visit online at buckfergusonoriginals.com.
When you need insurance, you want to shop with an agent that has a lot to offer. In Brenham, that would be Washington County Insurance Agency. Their agents can offer your business, whether small or large, policies that provide life, health, annuities, and more. Just call 979-251-7771 to talk to an agent that can find you the coverage you need. Washington County Insurance, on the corner of South Market and Ryan Street, where service comes first with the companies to back it up. Call 979-251-7771 today for home, auto, and business insurance.
Come on, Bills! Score down the Darlington County!
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. And once again, we want to thank our good friend, Reverend Mike Haywood, and want to thank Kyle Ogle for coming in this evening here on the Brenham Sports Line to talk about the Troy Glasgow Benefit Golf Tournament coming up this weekend to benefit Mission Brenham and all the great work that that group does. And again, all the golfers out there, I'm calling you all out. Go on out there and play. And if you want to act like Patrick Reed or Rory McIlroy, a lot of fist pumping, some screaming and yelling, go right ahead. We heartily encourage it as long as the check doesn't bounce. Go on out and be part of the golf tournament. And again, you can actually link to it through our website, or go to the Mission Brenham website, or give them a call at Mission Brenham, or just link to it through our website, kwhi.com. Coming up in just a little bit, Coach Katie Cloud running a little bit late tonight, but we'll have her coming on to talk about Burton Lady Panther volleyball. They are having a great season so far. And we'll talk about how things have gone to this point. And I do want to, speaking of volleyball, 1 week from tomorrow night, we will be live on the air with Brenham Cubette Volleyball. The Cubettes taking on Magnolia in the annual Dig Pink game. Always one of my favorite events to take part of, and that's the Dig Pink volleyball game to benefit the Side Out Foundation and their work on behalf of the awareness and research into breast cancer. And hopefully we'll have a big crowd out there. And if you have something you'd like to donate for the raffle, they're going to have a huge raffle, a gigantic raffle every year. There's hundreds of things that they raffle off. And if you want to be part of that, all you got to do is just call the high school athletic office or take it by the athletic office, and Vicky Williams will be so happy to take it. Coach Yeager will be happy to take your donations, and they will put them on out there. In fact, tomorrow night they're going to have the donations, some of the items already out there, and you can already purchase tickets for some of those items tomorrow night at the Huntsville game. The drawing won't be until next Tuesday night, But hopefully you all will get out there, get the tickets, and help raise funds for the Side Out Foundation, helping breast cancer awareness and breast cancer research. And again, we'll be there to broadcast live Tuesday night next week, 1 week from tomorrow night, the Brenham Cubette game, Dig Pink Night, at the Brenham High Gymnasium. Lots of stuff going on in the big wide world of sports. The Brenham Cub football team continues to play well. They continue to improve each week. Win over the Waller Bulldogs. A little sloppy at times, but tell you what, Ralph Calley just keeps running like a man possessed. 318 yards and 3 touchdowns. Marquez Bimage scored 3 touchdowns. Cubs now 4-1 of the season, 2-0 in district play. Waller slips to 0-2 in district. The Cubs winners. And now they move on to Tomball Memorial. After Memorial, they're going to be angry. They suffered their first loss of the season this past Friday night to Magnolia West, 21-14. So should be a dandy at Tomball Memorial this coming Friday night. You can hear that game on KWHI and KWHI.com. 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. By the way, while we have a minute, we'll take phone calls, 836-9937. 836-9937. You want to talk a little college football, a little pro football, a little high school football? We'll be willing to do it. You want to talk high school volleyball? We'll be willing to talk that. See what's going on in the NFL. Wow, some teams at 1-3 that are really shocking right now. The Carolina Panthers, defending NFC champs, 1-3 and not looking real good. Questionable as to whether Cam Newton will play next week or not. Undergoing the concussion protocol. Also, the Arizona Cardinals, a team that Craig Montana and I both said was going to the Super Bowl. Well, they're 1-3 as well, and they are looking a little questionable right now. So if you've got some concerns, Houston Texans, right now they're running away with the division. It's a bad division, okay? But even without J.J. Watt, they're probably still the favorite to win the AFC South. Simply because, well, nobody else in that division is any good. Tennessee's rebuilding. Jacksonville just got their first win. And Baltimore. Shows my age. Indianapolis, the Colts. They're just a train wreck right now. That team's a mess. You look at the talent that they've got, they should be 3-1, possibly 4-0. They're 1-3. And they're not showing any signs of getting any better anytime real soon. Give us a call here on the Brenham Sports Line, 836-9937, 836-9937, here on the Brenham Sports Line, and we'll take your phone calls. Right now, going to take a quick break here from some of our Sports Line sponsors here on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 4th, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Brenham broadcasting from different parties. Want us to drop by your party? Call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Back the Blue, so be sure to invite the city police or county sheriff department to your neighborhood party. Reports from the block parties are sponsored by Zion Lutheran Church, the city of Somerville, and K&M Grocery. Take a bite out of crime during National Night Out with KWHI.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, and other historical landmarks, as well as numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 21 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
We're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. And as promised, we're going to talk Burton Lady Panther volleyball here on the Sports Line. And joining us in studio tonight is Lady Panthers head coach, Katie Cloud. And coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, great to have you here. You've been running around a little crazy here today, huh?
Yes, I have. It's been a crazy day.
Well, glad you could make it to the show. And first of all, congratulations on an outstanding start to the season. The team is really playing well.
Thank you. Yes, they're doing a great job taking care of business.
Talk about what's been working so far. What's been the key to the success so far this year?
Teamwork. You know, every one of them works hard, and not one slacks off. And so when you have, you know, 12 girls who work hard, it's very hard to come in and take a win off of us.
And talk a little bit about, you know, the getting on a roll, because I know, you know, volleyball is a game of momentum, and it seems like once you guys get rolling, it seems like a snowball effect.
Yes, definitely. Well, with each win comes confidence. But one thing that I'm really trying to preach to these girls is, district is going. It's challenging for us, and we've got to go through it with the mindset of winning every game. But our ultimate goal is beyond district, and so the girls are continuously looking to get better, to improve, so that when we get past district, we can do well in the playoffs.
All right. And talk a little bit about the makeup of this year's team.
We have four seniors, I think three or four juniors, and then the rest are sophomore. We've got two freshmen on the team. One middle hitter and one's a setter, and everybody that's, you know, on the court or on the bench at any point is, we have a deep, deep team. So a lot of talent.
All right. And talk about some of the players that, you know, that make up the team. Who are some of the young ladies that are having outstanding seasons this year?
They all are. Every single one of them. My seniors, Blair Smith, you know, powerhouse from the beginning of the year. Allie, she was hurt at the beginning of the year, but she's back, and she's such an asset to the team. Moniece and Belen, running right side, powerful hitters. My four seniors, I mean, they do a great job out there. Emily Harmel does an outstanding job on the outside. You have Holly Baker, setter. You know, my rock out there on the court all the time, and I really lean on her. I've got Amy Teufel, outstanding back row. Maddie Lyles, back from last year, again, outstanding back row. And I have Mackenzie Wilkie, also on the back line, outstanding, great player. Every single one of them, they seniors and juniors, they all contribute and do an outstanding job out there. Cindy Smith, my only sophomore, my lone sophomore, she does a great job on that right side, and she's just hilarious. She brings an aspect of comedy to the team, and she's always got us rolling. And then my freshman, you've got Alex and Kendall in the middle. And Alex is a setter. Every single one of them contributes to the team and brings something to the team that we need. And that is a great thing to have.
All right. And as the preseason went along, everybody saw you weren't just playing 1A's and 2A's. You were going against 4A's, in some cases some 5A's, some tournament plays against one or two 6A's. Obviously, that had to just make you a better team.
Oh, of course. Undoubtedly. Going up against teams that could hit and teams that we would be able to hit at and they could return easily. Having that competition made the girls better, made them see that they can't just put one hit down and expect it to fall. They have to continue to work. They have to move like a machine and always, always be ready for something to come back at them. And playing those 4A, 5As, they hit at us, and we needed that. Defense needed that. And I'll tell you what, I've seen growth, especially from those three, the Amy, Maddie, and Mackenzie. I've seen such growth on the back line from those three, along with everybody else who plays that back row. But those three in particular, just picking up those back row, picking up all those hits from those 4A, 5A, because we had to go up against some strong hitters. And so it definitely made our team better.
And now as you start to hit the second half of district play, as you start to hit that kind of stretch run, what are some of the things that you feel now you need to see out of your team as you get closer to postseason play and as you're making that run in the second half of district?
Definitely consistency and hard work all the time. We're getting to the end of, like you said, the second half of district, the end of district, where we're getting into playoffs where one loss, you're done. And so we definitely need to get into the mode of, when I hit the ball, it goes in. When I pass the ball, it goes to my setter. And just consistency on the court and constantly moving, constantly working, never sitting still and always fighting. And I really, from here on out, need to see that fight in the girls. And I think they've done a great job at giving it to me.
And this is always a very tough region. So what is it going to take when you get into regional play?
Oh, it's going to take work. We're going to come up against some tough teams. We've already, come up against Weimer. There's somebody that we're looking at in the postseason play. We're looking at Thrall. I sat back and looked at the UIL bracket to see who all is going to be a contender for us and who all is going to be somebody that we're going to need to look at and watch. And definitely going to come up against some hard hitters and teams that are going to make us work. And the girls are going to have to get ready to work. But I think they're ready. I think they're there. They're moving really well together. They're moving as a team, playing as a team. And they're going to be a contender.
All right. And I noticed you brought some helpers with you here tonight.
Yes, my kids. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
They have not been feeling very well.
Oh. So who are your helpers here?
I have Ava, my daughter. She's 3. And then Colt, he's outside with Sydney, actually, trying to eat everything mm-hmm. that comes in sight.
All right. And as the season goes on, the camaraderie, the team, the teamwork, is that just getting so much better? I mean, obviously, in a small town, they're all friends anyway. But as the season goes on and there's more success, how much closer do they become?
Well, it is about closeness, but it's also about they understand there's something more at hand here, or at stake, something more at stake. You know, with girls, we joke all the time, with girls there's drama. When you coach girls, you coach drama, and we all know that. But this team has done a great job of when they step on the court, they are out there for the same goal. They all want to win the game. They all work hard for each other, and they have done a great job leaving everything else off the court. And once they step on the court, they mean business, and they work together really, really well. They know each other's moves. You speak of camaraderie, and they do have it. They move well together. When one is moving up, the other sees it and compensates for the one moving up because they see, oh, they see something I don't. So they'll all shift with that player, and they move really well. And they read each other and they play off each other. And so they've done a great job of just playing as a team this year.
All right. We're going to take a real quick break and then we'll be back and continue this. This is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Back right after this.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
And we are back here on the Brenham Sports Line, and we are talking Burton Lady Panther volleyball. And Coach Katie Cloud is in studio with us. And, Coach, you brought with us one of your players. Tell us who you brought with us, and tell us about the season she's having so far.
This is Blair Smith. She's an outside hitter. Well, I say outside hitter. She played outside, middle, right. So she played everything for me, a setter, even at times. But this is her fourth year. She's a senior. She's an outstanding player.
All right. And Blair, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. And talk about the season so far. How much fun has this year been?
It has been an exciting year for me. It's going by a little too fast. It is my last year, and it's sad. But I'm happy to see that we are playing so well as a team, and this is no better way to end my season.
And you've been a part of this team for 4 years. You've been starting for the team since your freshman year. What's it like now that you're here your senior year and you guys are having such a great season so far?
I definitely feel, because when I was young, when I was a freshman through junior, the seniors always said, play for us, it's our last year. You always say when you're younger, I have another year. I have more years. But now that I'm a senior, I really understand where they're coming from, because I want us to do so well because it is my last year. So I'm loving how we are succeeding and how we're working as a team and doing so well this year.
And what has been kind of the key this year so far as the success of this team?
I think we all know that when we get out there, we have one goal, and that's to play our hardest and to win. And we're all there for the same reason, and we all do what we need to accomplish that goal. And so I think everyone knows that when they get on the court, they forget everything, and we play for each other, and we just do our best.
And what's it like kind of sharing this with, you know, being a small town, sharing this with so many players, so many friends that you've known for so long?
I think it's an amazing thing having my friends out there on the court with me. It makes it so much more enjoyable, and I love being out there with them and succeeding with them.
And now, of course, you know, we've talked a lot about the success so far. This is just a work in progress. What are some of the things now that this team is going to have to do to go to the next level, to keep it going and to get to the playoffs and then advance in the playoffs.
Right. We really need to focus on to play at our level, because I know our level is high, and it'll get higher with more practice and more play time. But we really need to understand that when we get on the court, no matter who our opponent is, we have to play at our best ability. We can never sink down to anyone's level. So we always have to play up. Just because the other team isn't as good, we don't need to play down, because that just lessens our skill level, and we just go downhill, and we only want to go uphill. So I think we need to know that we have to play with high intensity and high momentum to be where we want to be.
And while a lot of other teams, their goals are just, boy, our goal is to get to the playoffs. Boy, we want to get to the playoffs. That's not y'all's goal, is it? Y'all's goal is a lot bigger and a lot higher than that, isn't it?
Yes, our goal is definitely to be the best, to win state. And I think that's a big possibility this year. And I think everyone knows that if we do our best and we work our hardest out there on the court, that we can accomplish it.
All right. And the fact that the last couple of years you've come so close to getting to the state tournament, how much better do you think that has made you, and how much hungrier has that made you that you've gotten that close to getting to the state tournament?
I think getting that close and then not making it definitely makes you feel like, wow, we were this close. This is my senior year, and I know it's my last one, so there's no way possible that I'm going to let my season end at the regional tournament.
All right. Blair, thanks for being with us tonight, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, and Coach, as the season continues, how exciting is this to just be to watch this team, as you know, that has over these past years gotten better and better and better, and this year is really starting to reap some big success.
It feels outstanding. It feels amazing. This team, above everybody else, this is the team, as Blair said, who can really accomplish something great this year. And to watch that build is something, as a coach, that you hope as a coach to see it. When you go somewhere, you hope to see your team grow year to year, but to actually experience it, to actually see it, I'm just in awe of this team. Every year they've come and gotten better, and every game this year they've gotten better. And to see them grow and mature, they made me proud. They make me proud every day they step on the court, and whatever comes this season to them, they will always hold a special place to me, because they're amazing girls on and off the court, and you can't find that very many places.
All right, and Coach, now tomorrow night y'all will be in action. Tomorrow night it's at Fayetteville, so a little trip right down the road, no problem.
Yeah. No problem.
I'm sure the Burton Caravan is going to be heading that way.
I hope so.
And also, when's the next home game?
Well, we have Fayetteville. We're at Fayetteville tomorrow night, and then Dimebox at home on Friday night, mm-hmm. and then we'll be at home again that next Tuesday night. So we've got a couple of home games coming up. So come on out and watch them. These girls are sure to give you a show.
All right. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Look forward to having you on again as the playoffs get going.
Me too.
All right. And Blair, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And Coach Katie Cloud and Blair Smith, thanks for being with us tonight here on the Burnham Sports Line. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after these messages.
National Night Out in Texas is Tuesday, October 4th, and KWHI wants to crash your block party. We'll be all over Burnham broadcasting from different parties. Want us to drop by your party? Call 836-3655 or email us at mail@kwhi.com. This year's theme is Back the Blue, so be sure to invite the city police or county sheriff department to your neighborhood party. Reports from the block parties are sponsored by Zion Lutheran Church, the City of Somerville, and K&M Grocery. Take a bite out of crime during National Night Out with KWHI.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. And I want to thank Coach Katie Cloud and Blair Smith for joining us here on the Sports Line and talking Burton Lady Panther volleyball. And again, Lady Panthers having a great season so far, but it's just a work in progress. Just a work in progress. They're 26-6 on the season, and looking forward to the second half of district play, and then on to the postseason. And as Blair was saying, the goal is to win it all. Not just going to be happy with a district championship, but they want to win it all, and we certainly will be there with them throughout the playoff run. Hopefully, a nice long one. We also want to thank Reverend Mike Haywood for being with us on the sports line earlier this evening, talking about the Troy Glasgow Golf Tournament. He and Kyle Ogle, Troy's son-in-law, for joining us to talk about the tournament coming up this weekend again. For more information, just log on to our website, go to the sports page, and you can find a story that and information on the golf tournament right there on our sports page, KWHI.com, or just go to the Mission Brenham website for more information on their golf tournament. And so before we say goodbye, just want to add one more note. Yesterday, the baseball world said goodbye to one of the voices of a generation. Not just a generation, a voice of generation after generation after generation. Vin Scully did Dodger baseball for 67 years. Let me repeat that. 67 years. Vin Scully did Dodger baseball. Now, growing up, I didn't listen to the Dodgers, didn't see the Dodgers, couldn't. I lived in Massachusetts, and back in the day, we didn't have, you know, we didn't have satellite TV. We didn't have, internet radio so that we could listen to the games from across the country. But I first became a fan of Vin Scully on the Big League Game of the Week and in CBS's golf coverage and covering the National Football League. People forget that it was Vin Scully who called some of the biggest moments in NFL history. It was Vin Scully who called some of the great golf tournaments in pro golf history. But he was the voice of the Dodgers and the voice of baseball for most people. When I think about baseball, I picture games in my mind. I hear the voice of Vin Scully. That's what I hear. And yesterday, didn't see a lot of football after 2:15 because that's when I turned on the Dodger game and I sat there and watched the entire Dodger game. I'm not particularly a Dodger fan, but I wanted to watch Vin Scully one last time. And what it brought back was memories that I was privileged enough to hear Vin Scully call two of the 26 no-hitters he's called in his career. He's called 26 no-hitters in his career. I watched one when he was doing the NBC Game of the Week. Jack Morris of the Detroit Tigers, who had no-hitter. Vin Scully called that game. And then 2 years ago, on an August night, I was getting ready to go out of town. I was up all night packing. I turned on and listened to Vin Scully call Clayton Kershaw's no-hitter, and it was just magic. And his style was so understated. He wasn't like today's announcers who feel like they have to yell, who feel like they have to scream every time something happens. He wasn't like today's announcers who feel that it's their job to criticize the umpires, to criticize the players, to make social comment during the games. That wasn't Vin Scully's job, and that's why he was the best at what he did. He never criticized the umpires, ever. I never once heard him question a call. If it was a blatantly questionable or bad call, he would simply say, well, that's what the umpire called, and on with the ball game. Very understated, and the way it should be, leaving it up to the viewer to decide. And he was that way with one thing that that always stuck in my mind, and something that I've done baseball broadcasts, is if a pitcher's throwing a no-hitter, I mention that the pitcher's throwing a no-hitter. Because Vin Scully once said, if a pitcher loses his no-hitter because I mentioned during the broadcast that he was throwing a no-hitter, then there are some really strange things going on in this world. And that always stuck with me. And the listener out there, he always said, the listener needs to know what's going on. And if there's a no-hitter, they need to know there's a no-hitter. And that always stuck with me. And his simple, understated way of doing things was just, it's what baseball should be about. And it's what Vin Scully was all about. One of my prized possessions is a baseball that my friend Gary Weiss got me. An autographed baseball of Vin Scully. I'm not a huge autograph fan, but that is one of my prized possessions. I have a baseball signed by Vin Scully, and I will cherish that until the day I die, that baseball. And to hear Vin Scully go off the air yesterday the way that he did showed his elegance, his class, his dignity. When he didn't go through a big, long diatribe, he didn't just expound on a career, nearly seven decades of calling baseball. He simply said, I've spoken enough for one lifetime, and left it at that. He said, I've spoken enough for one lifetime. Thank you. And have a pleasant afternoon. And that was it. That was all he said. Because that was Vin Scully. The greatest voice in the history of baseball. Ever. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Want to thank our good friend, Reverend Michael Haywood, along with Kyle Ogle, talking about the Talking about the Troy Glasgow Charity Golf Tournament coming up this Saturday. Also want to thank Coach Katie Cloud, Blair Smith, the Burton Lady Panther volleyball team for being here tonight. And, again, the Lady Panthers will be at Fayetteville tomorrow night and home Friday against Dimebacks. Thanks to our sponsors, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, Cecil Meekins, and all the folks making sure you look great in everything they do. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel on the Brenham Sports Line.